Ignite East Coast Radio.
She's one of the hottest personalities in the country, and she's also added hip hop star to her resume. We've got Boiti on the phone. Good afternoon, Boiti. Welcome to East Coast Radio.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm very good. Congrats on your brand new single, Own Your Throne.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You know, this concept of owning your throne, it's been an affirmation that's been around for a while now. Tell us about where it came from for you and how this has inspired your latest single.
I think for me, personally, Own Your Throne was just it was meant to play as a reminder. You know, whenever I feel like I'm at my lowest, you know, Own Your Throne was to remind me that, hey, you have a throne. And don't ever feel like you don't own your crown, even though you feel like it might have fallen off or you feel like things aren't going the way you want them to go. It was a reminder. But also, at the time when I created it, I was feeling at my lowest. So it was almost like a moment to convince myself of my worth and of my greatness. And then it just stuck. And from then on, I just used it as my own movement to remind myself and others to get inspired to, you know, to stick to their lanes and to remember that they have their own throne. They don't have to try and snatch another queen crown, basically. Yeah.
And Boiti, basically, that is what it's all about. It's about inspiring others. And we seem to see recently how, especially particularly women, young women, are constantly bombarded with the self-image issues and insecurity and questioning themselves and doubting who they are as people. And this is what your new song is all about as well. It's about empowering young women.
Absolutely. As much as it's a club banger and, you know, I'm exploring a different side of Boiti the rapper, it also, at the core of it, it's got a message of, you know, it's a message for my girls, all my sisters, my queens. And I talk about them just enjoying themselves, being independent, not caring about the noise.
And tell us about Gogo, Dineo and Lanzi.
The Own Your Throne is all me. It encapsulates everything that I am, everything I stand for. So obviously I wanted to add in that flavor of my spiritual journey. So I felt like first starting the song, it's almost like Malpasa, where you call on your ancestors to open the way and to make things clear and to give light to everything that you do. I wanted the song to start with that. So it's almost like it's me thanking them, but it's also me asking them to open the light with the song. I think that's what I was trying to incorporate with Gogo Dineo, and she did it so beautifully. So it's basically a song that encapsulates everything that I am.
But I think it's great because, you know, securing the bag, it doesn't mean that you also can't be a spiritual person.
Absolutely.
And then, Boiti, you're no stranger to revealing every part of yourself and every aspect of your life to your fans and to people. I mean, it must be such an overwhelming thing to let people into the most personal, deepest corners of who you are. And that's also what you did with your reality TV show.
Yeah, so when BET approached me, well, Viacom actually, when they approached me and they had this idea, I ran away from it for a long time because I was like, you know what, I'm not ready. And it wasn't the first time where I'd been offered, you know, the idea of having a reality show. It had been coming up for probably 3 years, and I was not ready. I just felt like it's not my portion, it's not who I am. I don't want people to delve into that part of me because I feel like I already give so much of myself to the industry and to everyone in general. So I think at the time, eventually, when I ended up saying yes, I think it was just the timing. It was the right timing. And I felt like, you know what, I trust in who I am. I'm happy with who I am. And I'm so secure in who I am. I'm grounded. So I was okay with sharing myself with everyone to that extent, you know.
And Boiti, it's your third single. I mean, you've had two bangers before this. Was there any pressure to follow up?
There was a bit of pressure, but I mean, I try not to place myself under pressure, even though, you know, people are like, we need more, we need more. I'm just like, I entered into this with the notion of doing this for me to fulfill my journey, my purpose, my passion. And I don't want to do things rushing them just for the sake of pleasing other people, you know. So yes, I sometimes do have a little bit of pressure, but the pressure definitely is from myself and obviously my team. But I don't really allow the noise outside to kind of deter where I go and what I'm supposed to be doing. So
quality over quantity.
Absolutely. So instead of releasing a crappy album, I'd rather just take it step by step and just give people what I'm comfortable with, what I'm happy with, what I'm proud of, as opposed to rushing things because I don't want to place myself in that corner.
Boiti, you wear several crowns. I was very surprised when you started rapping. Has it always been the plan for you to eventually move your career in that direction?
No.
How did that
honestly
come about?
So funny enough, I posted a video a few days ago on my Instagram where I'm basically talking about the fact that I never knew that the moment when I rapped with Nasty on a show that I used to present, a music show, Club 808, I didn't know that moment would lead up to me being signed to Def Jam and being featured in Billboard, etc. So honestly, that moment was supposed to be that moment, and that's where it would have ended, because for me, that was fulfilling enough.
It's life imitating art for you. I mean, you know, you say own your throne, and that's exactly what you're doing. You didn't know that you had this talent and this ability, and you're not putting that on, and this is your throne, and you're owning this new aspect of who you are. And you mentioned Def Jam Records. I mean, that's a pretty big deal. How did that come about?
So I had an existing relationship with Universal, obviously. Mm. And I think it was a matter of trying to strengthen the relationship and to build on the collaboration we were already having. And then, the Def Jam Africa venture came about. And when they presented to me, I honestly was taken aback and also very humbled and grateful. And at this moment, it's just a matter of seeing where our relationship will take my music. You know, hopefully it'll broaden people who have access to the music, whether it's throughout Africa or internationally. I'm just grateful and excited that I'll get an opportunity through relationship with Def Jam Africa to broaden my music.
And where can your fans get the latest single?
On all streaming platforms, so it's everywhere.
Boyce, I don't want to put you on the spot. You did mention that, you know, you don't want to feel pressured into just putting out content. You want to make sure that it's true to who you are and you want it to be quality. But can we expect a debut album sometime soon?
I'm not going to say sometime soon, but for the first time, you know, I can confidently say that, yes, it's something I'm working on now. It's something I'm working towards. So, yes, people can expect it. When? I have no idea, but it is in the near future. We don't know with COVID. You know, COVID has been changing a lot of plans and schedules, so we never know. Mm. But in the near future, without a doubt, I'm finally ready to release body of work, even if it's an EP, you know.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Well, there you have it, Boyce Tulo releasing her self-affirmation single Own Your Throne and giving us some insight into this brand new track. Thanks, Boyce.
Fake Night Day, weekdays 1 to 4 p.m. East Coast Radio.